broadcasting worldwide to make a difference. This is Positive Impact Radio.
I don't think there's anybody over the age of 30 who would say, I don't want to look younger. I'm fine. I don't want to look younger. Most of us really do want to have a younger look as we get older, especially as we approach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. One way to do that is through cosmetic surgery. And if you choose not to go in that direction, there's something called non-surgical facial rejuvenation. Yes, I did say non-surgical. We're going to learn all about that today from a doctor who is the longest practicing member of Suffolk Plastic Surgeons in Isatawket, having been in practice since 1987. He's very accomplished, great reviews, and has so much knowledge, especially on this topic, non-surgical facial rejuvenation. He is Dr. Hilton Adler. Dr. Adler, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So when we talk about non-surgical facial rejuvenation, are we talking just injectables? Are there other things that somebody can do?
No, there's quite a lot of modalities that we utilize. A lot of our patients are aware of some of the injectables, which do help quite a bit. They come in a few different categories. One of the injectables that everybody seems to be very familiar with is Botox, but there are some other products that work similarly. We also have other injectables called fillers. They're actually hyaluronic acid. And these are very, very useful in terms of rejuvenating the face. As we age, we lose volume in our face, and this replaces some of the volume that's lost. It also relaxes a lot of the wrinkles that we develop as we get a bit older. So this is one modality that we use for facial rejuvenation. As I said, this is the injectable modality, but we also have some other methods that we utilize, incorporating a type of laser, which works very well, and something called plasma technology. The device is called a Subnovi, and I'll explain that a little bit as we go forward. But there are some new and exciting things that we can do. They're not really, I would say, substitutes for surgery, but if somebody qualifies for this type of rejuvenation, the beauty of it is that it does not involve any surgery, and wonderful results can be achieved with minimal downtime.
Let's look at injectables now. There are two different types. Would that be neurotoxins and fillers? Do I have that right?
Yes. Yes, that's right. The neurotoxins, as I mentioned before, would be Botox. There's other products made by different companies. Another one is called Dysport. There's another one called Xeomin and Jeuveau. And they all work similarly in terms of relaxing a lot of the dynamic wrinkles that we have, usually in the upper face, but a few other areas. And by relaxing the muscles temporarily, we can get some nice rejuvenation and a smoothing of the skin in these areas. Very often, we'll supplement that at the same time, actually, with the fillers. They work differently, but they can be used in one in conjunction with the other. As I said before, the fillers generally restore volume to the face, and we do lose volume in the cheek area as well as in the corner of the mouth and also out by the lateral jawline. So these are certainly some areas that we can treat and really get a very nice notching. So a lot of our patients will end up looking the way they used to look, which is really a nice natural way of doing it. We don't want to change their appearance. We want to rejuvenate their back to the way they used to look when they were a bit more youthful.
Now, there's two differences here. Cosmetic surgery is more of a permanent solution. When we talk about non-surgical facial rejuvenation, that's more of a temporary solution, correct?
Generally, I would say that surgical procedures can last anywhere from 5 to 12 years. They do have a longer longevity. These types of non-surgical treatments have a shorter longevity. The neurotoxins last about 3 or 4 months. The fillers will last about 6 months. Some of them last a year and a half. So those, they do have different longevities. And then, as I said, we didn't mention the other modalities that we utilize, like laser and plasma technology, which can last several years.
When we're talking about these fillers, I've often heard too that you can do a rhinoplasty, a liquid rhinoplasty.
Yes, that's true. We can utilize some of these fillers to hide some of the bumps and imperfections in the nose. Some patients will do this just to see how they might look without having to actually go through any surgery. Some patients love the results and don't mind coming back twice a year just to have what we like to call a liquid rhinoplasty. So that is something that we certainly can do. And it's a very interesting use for some of the filler products that we have.
I want everybody to know the difference between some of the spas out there and your practice at Suffolk Plastic Surgeons. You are a board certified doctor. At another practice, you may not be getting that. You're somebody that's done many different procedures, many surgeries along the way. It's my opinion that if you're going to have a procedure done, it's not just an injection. It's an art form. That's the way I look at it.
Well, it is. For any of these injections, either the laser treatment, the Subnovi, it's important that somebody properly evaluates you before you have anything done. Patients that are good candidates for these types of treatments, of course, we can counsel them as to the benefits of this. If somebody would benefit more from a surgical procedure, I can counsel them in that area as well. If you go to somebody who is not very knowledgeable about the full spectrum that we have to offer, they're only going to talk or be knowledgeable about some small area of the modalities that are out there. So I think it's better to get your advice from somebody who's well-versed in everything and can counsel you as to what each procedure or each treatment can do and also what it can't do. We've got to be realistic about the results, and we want patients to be happy with the results and pleased with their outcome. So it is very important that it's done by knowledgeable practitioners. In our practice, all of the injectables are done only by the physicians. And our patients appreciate the fact that they're being injected by physicians. In other practices, it can be done by non-physicians, and that is perfectly allowable. But some patients would prefer just knowing that the person that's injecting them is somebody who's highly qualified.
These injectables, what exactly are they? I've heard that the fillers are made from substances that are found naturally in the body or synthetically to mimic that. Is that right?
The filler is called hyaluronic acid, a type of material that we have in our joint now. So if your knee joint, your elbow joint, you notice there when there are bones meeting bones, they don't actually grind. There's some lubrication in there. And these fillers are basically made of that same type of biocompatible substance. So they are very well tolerated by the body. We've not seen any allergic reactions or anything like that. And they do work very well, although they do have some longevity issues related to their use. But most patients do like the idea that is something that can be redone if they love the results, which most of them do. But also, if it's not quite up to their expectations, it's something that's not permanent and it does go away.
Final question here, non-surgical facial rejuvenation. Can you have multiple things done at once? I know that your practice does a thing called a mommy makeover. There's multiple things that can be done in one session or one surgery or one surgery session. With this, can we do injectables? Can we do laser treatments at the same time, or would you space them out?
Well, we can do a lot of injectables all at the same time. We can do the neurotoxins, the Botox-like products, and the fillers that can also. That's very commonly that we do it at the same time. We would probably stage the procedures if we're going to incorporate laser or Subnovi treatments. They should be done a few weeks before or a few weeks after an injectable is done.
I'd love to, next time we get together, talk about the laser treatments with non-surgical facial rejuvenation. Could we do that?
Sure.
That'd be fantastic. SuffolkPlasticSurgeons.com is the website. If you'd like to learn more, 631-751-4400. And Dr. Adler, great having you on today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Broadcasting worldwide to make a difference, this is Positive Impact Radio.